From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Over this past year, we've led this program dozens of times from Iraq, usually bringing you grim news. Well, today, instead, we're going to stay home and take some time today to hear the stories of two officers who have served in Iraq but are home now for Christmas. In a few minutes, a career naval commander who never saw combat but saw the casualties of war up close. First, though, we begin with Major Gary Borland. He's in the Marines, and he joins us from his home in Alexandria, Virginia, after spending a year in Iraq. And Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Madeline. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, last year you were in Iraq for Christmas, so how is it being home this year?
Well, it's fantastic. You know, not only do I get to spend time with my family and kind of get to know my kids, and especially my youngest since I've been gone for a while, it's a really very nice experience to be with them and share the holiday season with them.
How old are your kids?
I have a 5- and 6-year-old, two little girls.
Wow. And you said you're spending time getting to know the younger one?
Well, more so because right before Iraq, I was in Afghanistan for 7 months. And quite frankly, you know, I was pretty much deployed most of her early years of her life. And so now it's just kind of we're getting to know each other and the quirks of one another a little better.
Have you had trouble readjusting to life back home?
Not so much. You get back, and really the threat of somebody not hunting you or constantly being on your A game and 100% adrenaline rush, coming back to the United States, especially, you know, land of the free, you kind of have to make yourself let your guard down a little bit. So that's been the biggest adjustment. You look at life a lot different, and you take things a lot more serious, and especially your family during the holiday season.
Do you miss your buddies in Iraq?
Yeah, I do. I miss my friends and my fellow Marines, and God bless the ones that are still deployed. And over Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, that whole camaraderie is something that never leaves you. And, you know, going through combat a year with fellow Marines, you develop a unique and long life bond, I believe. Regardless of rank, when you get shot at together, you definitely grow together.
You miss them, you miss the excitement, you miss the mission.
Yeah, it's a package deal. You know, you miss the, you get kind of used to the brotherhood and the companionship of, you know, like thinking individuals. And, you know, and you come back into the States, and of course, there's it's a melting pot again. And so you're in a different atmosphere, in an entirely different world.
You served two tours in Iraq.
I did a year in Iraq, and I did 7 months in Afghanistan.
Okay. And do you want to go back?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be back in the States for 2 years, and then I'll push for a job on hopefully the East Coast where I can continue deployment.
And what does your family think of that?
Well, you know, I got a very strong wife. You know, we started dating when I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 93 as a private, and she kind of said, well, where are you going? Where are you going to for 3 months? And I introduced her to Marine Corps boot camp and what that's all about. And bless her, she stuck with me. And, you know, she's very independent and very strong woman and very supportive of the military and our goals.
Major Gary Borland is a career officer in the Marines. And Merry Christmas to you.
Madeline, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Thank you.